more rounded in the sense as a family man, because that's difficult, because I live in two places. But the difficulty has brought a more of an understanding, if you like, of family life and how important it is. So that's good in that way. I'd come out of Watford on at a professional level, and I was a one-year manager, you know, and I came out of there with 1 year of knowledge, basically. Well, you know, 1 year of management knowledge, sorry. I've been in the game all my life, but it's not the same as when you get in the hot seat and you're the manager. And then coming here and all the different things that have gone on off the pitch and on the pitch mainly, of course, the key thing regarding helping to restructure a club off the pitch and then obviously be successful on the pitch. Well, that's professionally, you know, obviously it takes you a long way. You know, it moves you forward no end because there's been a lot go on. And I think probably the... It's hard to explain in probably football, although this is probably life actually. It's like a lot of it is subliminal knowledge. It doesn't mean, you know, it's like instinctual knowledge. Over years of service, you get more of a feel on knowing what to do when and what's appropriate when. Just from years of going down them pathways, you know, so many times. And I think that's what improves, you know, your knowledge of what it is. Say like the media is a big one, you know, the knowledge of the media, because you've done that many media things now. You have a lot to reflect on. And when you're pushed in a corner a bit, you know how to handle that. When it's going well, you know how to handle that, you know, and them sort of things. Still more to come, but you understand the train of thought. On the pitch, obviously, working in the Championship, getting out of the Championship, dropping back in through the Premier League into the Championship, then getting back out again and then remain. So, you know, all of them things, they all have a more of a tactical understanding. The physical, I've always thought I've been good with that and the knowledge of that with players and what's needed, if you like. And certainly the biggest one, and we've kind of gone into it, is that... That kind of emotional control, your mentality, you know, the kind of social element and how that's important in a group and a team. And also that linking into an area, really. You know, the messages that we send through the club into the area, all important things. So you know, me as a rounded person, let alone as a professional football person, I think I've changed considerably for all what we've just mentioned or all for all what I've just mentioned.
You mentioned the family side of things. Do you have to keep it separate? Do you try not to take work home with you when you've got that time when you are back home with the family? And conversely, when you're up here, does it have to be mined on the job and Burnley matters?
You attempt to. I'd be a liar if I said it disappears, because it doesn't. It's always there. It's always spinning at the back of your mind. But you compartmentalise it and you can tune it out pretty quick. Enough, anyway, to carry on as normal. Family life, massively important to me. Being a dad or a good dad is massively important to me. I try and keep it very private. Like, my house hasn't got anything at all that would reference me being in football, because I want my family to know that's family time. That's about them. It's not about me and what I do. It's about them. What are they doing? What are they up to? What life have we got as a family? And football can intrude on that very powerfully. And I choose for that not to, or I attempt for that not to happen. It's inevitable, particularly in the Premier League, because you get on the TV and that all the time. So your kids see all that. Last thing then I want to remind them, obviously every part of our house has got everything to do with football about. So we take all of that away, just try and keep it, you know, on a level playing field that we're just a family who gets on with life.